Well, today we are visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2017 at Riverside Schools, and we're going to start today with
Brent Pengraft.
Okay, Brent, introduce us to your family.
I'm the son of Todd and Jody Pengraft, and I also have one sister named Macy.
All right, very good. Let's talk about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Some of my favorite classes were band and choir, and also sociology, as well as I also enjoyed science, advanced chemistry.
Okay, a little bit of a range there for you. How about teachers? Any teachers that you really liked?
I really like our teacher for government. His name is Alex Oliver. He seems to make classroom really fun.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Well, I said band and choir. I'm also involved in football, basketball, track and field, and baseball.
Did you intend to be busy when you started high school? Did you always see yourself as somebody who was going to try a lot of things?
I was pretty open the first year going into sports. I started off the summer after eighth grade year. You're allowed to play baseball up at the high school. So I guess it started with that, and it really just got rolling and just kept getting involved with all the rest of the stuff.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite?
Baseball, definitely.
Okay. Well, it seems like you've got a bit of a range there, too, because you're talking about things like choir, band, stuff like that, all the way to some of the different sports and things. Have you always had a wide range of interests? Have you always wanted to try lots of different things?
I think I have. I was always open to the idea of it when I was going through middle school and stuff, getting ready up for high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about accomplishments. Anything that you're going to take with you that you're going to be most proud of when you look back years from now?
Definitely one part would be winning the Iowa 1A State Vocal Jazz Championships for our jazz choir, and also the Best of Center Award for solo ensemble. I sang a vocal solo and I was best in center.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. How much time do you spend working on that? I think folks understand the amount of time spent at practices and stuff for sports and things, but you practice and you do a lot of work to prepare for these events as well.
Actually, for my vocal solo, I really only practiced about 3 times before performing, so it just kind of worked out well for me. But other than that, I usually spend a good couple weeks for, you know, getting prepared for upcoming events and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're just that good.
I guess.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about the future. Where will you be this fall?
I'll be attending Simpson College in Indianola.
Okay. Why did you choose Simpson?
I visited there, and it really seemed like a good small school to transition from Riverside, and it seemed really friendly, and everything was so close, just very inviting.
Did you do a wide search?
I had about 3 or 4 schools in mind, but I felt like Simpson was the best fit for me.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about studies. What will you study?
I'll be studying sociology.
Okay, now what will that do? That's pretty broad. What are you going to use that for? Do you see a career path somewhere through that?
I'm not quite narrowed down to it yet, but I know it'll open up a lot of opportunities for capable jobs. I am looking, however, at like human resource opportunities.
Okay, very good. Do you suspect that at a place like Simpson, you might get involved in some other things there then too, not just school?
I do plan on playing baseball at Simpson.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. Now that you've mastered high school, what do they need to know?
My advice to the 8th graders would be get your work done, definitely. Do not wait till the last minute. And it's easier than you think. High school's, you know, it's a good 4 years of your life. You'll be able to do a lot more. Then just don't be worried about it.
All right, Brent. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Hannah Seifert.
Okay. Hannah, introduce us to your family.
Oh, okay. So my mom is named Diana, my dad is Al, and I have 10 siblings, and I'm not going to go through all of them because that would take forever.
They know who they are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. So you fight at dinner just for a spot at the table?
Pretty much. That's how it goes.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about school. What classes did you enjoy?
Probably choir is my favorite, and then I took psychology last year, and I really enjoyed that.
Okay, very good. Let's talk teachers then. What teachers are your favorites?
My choir teacher, Miss Burns.
Okay. Why?
She's a really fun person. She's really outgoing and easy to get along with.
Of course, in a situation like that, as opposed to an actual classroom, you know, kind of a seminar setting, it's easier to be more creative and kind of you know, kind of open up the doors a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
She does that then. Uh-huh. Very good. Okay, let's talk extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I did volleyball for 2 years, and I really enjoyed that, but I didn't stick with it so much. Aside from that, it's pretty much just band and choir activities.
Okay. What about memories for you? Any accomplishments that you're going to look back on as being some of your proudest moments?
The same as Brent, winning 1A Jazz Championships, mm-hmm. and then also getting a full-ride scholarship to Iowa Western.
Excellent. Does that stuff come easy for you then, too? You don't have to practice it that much? You just show up and sing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the future then. You mentioned already your college choice and an opportunity to get a scholarship there. That's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting for your folks, too.
Yes, very much so.
That cuts down the bill a little bit. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose that school?
Well, I was always interested in going to Iowa Western just mm-hmm. to start my 2 years. And when I heard about the scholarship, it just really opened a lot more doors and opportunities. So
absolutely. What will you study there?
Music.
Music. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense then. Is that something you plan to make as part of your life then, part of your career?
Yes. Yes. I wanted to go into stage performance.
Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Oh, yeah, since I was little.
Really? Is there anybody or anything that kind of turned you on to that?
No, not really.
Okay. It's just an interest.
Yeah.
Okay. So you like waiting tables and being hungry for a while then?
Yeah, I guess so. Not ideal, but.
You'll figure it out. It'll all come to you. Let's talk about those eighth graders then. Give them some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Definitely do not procrastinate. Yeah. Work piles up, but it's easy to get done. If you do it the day you're assigned, it's not a problem. It's not as stressful as people think it is.
Pretty exciting that you got at least 1 year in the new building here in Oakland. I kind of wish, I suppose, you would have gotten 4 years, but you've enjoyed this, I suppose?
Yeah, it's a nice school.
Yeah, it is very nice. Hannah, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and then next we have?
Lucas Wilbur.
Okay, Lucas, introduce us to your family.
I'm the son of Matthew and Lisa Wilbur, and I have a brother named Sam and an older sister named Alexa.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
My favorite would have to be math, for sure. I was pretty good at it, and it came easy to me, so made it a little bit better.
All right. And what about teachers? Talk teachers for me.
My all-time favorite teacher sadly moved away this year. That'd be Mrs. Davis. But close second would have to be also Alex Oliver. He's been a good coach and teacher for me.
Okay, why those two?
I just really enjoyed Davis in the classroom. I thought she was kind of intimidating at first, but when she came out of her shell to us, that was a great teacher. And like I said, Oliver's always pushed me in the classroom and on the tar.
Yeah, okay, very good. We said something to Hannah about the new school here, too. That's pretty exciting, being able to at least spend your senior year here in what's got to be a much better place to be able to study and have some fun.
I'd agree. It makes better than the crumbling building that we had last year. And it also has AC, so that's nice.
Yes, it is, especially this time of the year. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has been keeping you busy?
I was in band just freshman year, but been in choir since fifth grade, and then cross country in the fall, basketball in the winter, and track in the spring.
Do you have a favorite?
Track.
What about accomplishments for you? Anything that you're going to be most proud of?
I was also part of that jazz choir state championship and ran a state track last year.
How many were involved in that?
From our school, there was 4 guys.
Okay, very good. So you had a lot of fun with that then, yeah. Too. A lot of bonding stuff. Sounds like you guys are all doing a lot of things that are group activities as opposed to individual things. Do you enjoy team activities, team goals?
Yes, but also, you know, individual glory is kind of nice, too. But I went from wrestling to basketball, and it's a lot better to work as a team, I think, than just working by yourself on a wrestling mat, per se.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your future, then. Where do you see yourself this fall? Where will you be?
I'm also going to Simpson to major in biochemistry and vocal music.
Okay. Why did you choose Simpson?
I went there for a scholarship day a couple months ago. And the feel I got at that campus just was way better than the feel I got in any other place. So the small, close-knit feel was what really sold it for me. So
is that something you were specifically looking for? Was that type of a school?
Yeah, I was never looking at a big D1 school.
Okay, very good. And why are you going to study the things you're going to study here? Are those things that you've thought about for a long time?
Yeah, I've wanted to go into pre-med since about junior high. Okay. So biochemistry is a good science class to get into, and then maybe some to make me different from other candidates to get into medical school would be music.
Well, and you know, medical field's a big field. There are a lot of specialties within. Do you kind of have any idea of where you see yourself fitting in?
The dream is ophthalmology. I had my own surgeries done when I was in junior high, so the human eye has really interested me, and that's the end goal.
Hey, let's talk about those eighth graders now. Give them some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Don't be afraid to try anything, and you're not too cool to go out for the fine arts.
Okay, very good. Yeah, because it can pay off, too. Yeah. It does well. Very good. Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank the three students here from Riverside, Lucas, Brent, and Hannah, for spending a little time with us here today. They're some of the top students in the class of 2017 at Riverside High School.